From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Yeah, we are Forum for the Fans, Bleed Blue Show, Steve and Chris, Big Blue Roundtable. What's up, Chris? How's everything? Stakeholders, we're going to be talking Giants versus Texans. What's good, bro?
Yes. You know what, man? It's very, very important that us stakeholders and frontline is going to each week being optimistic. Can I say that? It's very important that we do that. Each week, each and every week we meet here, man, we have a wonderful time. We shout out everyone. The social media is blasting. The enthusiasm is going on. And sometimes the team don't deliver, but, hey, it's important that we be optimistic if anything else. I just want to say that real quick at the top because we got a nice show coming. How you doing, Steve? Under the weather, man, but I'm all right. I'm all right.
You sound very apologetic.
No, I'm not apologetic. This is the opposite. I'm everybody that knows me, even if you know me on social media, knows I'm a very, you know, I'm an optimistic type of cat. And it's better to look at things from an optimistic point of view instead of just being downtrodden coming into a situation downtrodden every friggin' week, man. Put it this way, Steve, if I was going to send you on a 16-mile bus ride, okay, on Greyhound, then 2 miles in, you can't complain to me that you ain't in the first-class Concorde, bro, no matter what the situation is. So that's how I look at it. And that's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand, man. We in this ride together. If you say you haven't expected very much or you did expect very much, you need to talk from that perspective and don't change the damn route. End of story. But we got a lot of shout-outs happening, man. You got people on. You got some announcements. What's up?
Yeah, let's get to the announcements real quick. Let's bring on Sandra, man. Big Blue Charlotte. Big Blue of the Carolinas. Sandra, what's going on? Talk to us about the event you got going. Sandra, what's going on? How you doing?
Hi, how's everybody today?
Everybody's rocking. How you doing?
Wonderful. Greetings from Charlotte, North Carolina. Just wanted to say that. And shout out to you guys there. Thanks for having us on tonight.
Cool.
Absolutely. Cool. Share with us what you guys got going on with the tailgate. Giants versus the Panther game. That will be October. I think that's October 7th or 6th. Whatever that weekend
is. That's the 7th.
Okay.
We are doing a Giants takeover weekend that weekend in Charlotte on a Sunday. The tailgate starts at 11 o'clock, but you can come earlier as well if you like to do that. But it starts at 11. That's when food time will be served. Game time's at 1 o'clock. It will be in Charlotte, uptown Charlotte, down the street from the stadium. It will be at 309 West 4th Street in uptown Charlotte. It's next to the Green Lunch parking lot. And the price for that tailgate is a moderate price of $25. What's included in that ticket price is you get games going on, we got giveaways, we got food, live DJ, and we've got TVs for those who are not going to attend the game. So,
will there be an ambulance nearby or like a sick bed or anything like that? Because okay, I need to know that because myself and a brother named Bakes, who is getting ready to come on here pretty soon, will probably need one because we're going to drink every bit of Hennessy that you have in that entire time. Just so you know.
Well, you're really close to the hospital.
Okay, very good. All right, just so you know, I just want to give you – okay, continue, Sandra. Go ahead and continue.
Okay, and I'm sure we'll have some nurses on hand that will be able to assist you as well.
Oh, that's even better for me. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Continue.
But, yes, there'll be lots of food, and just bring it so that we can win this game. We got to get that win against the Panthers.
Oh, we're going to do that. Indeed, man. I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
So we're
I'll be
excited
with all my Georgia with all these people, man. We just bleed blue. We represent like nobody's business, don't we, Steve? Woo!
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, I'm excited, man. I hope everybody else is. And say the address one more time because I know we're going to hear later on. Where is it? Where is it? Say it one more time for everybody on the line.
We are the New York Giants, Big Blue of the Carolinas. So if you see us on Facebook or any of the events that are on Facebook, that's who we are, Big Blue of the Carolinas, New York Giants, Big Blue of the Carolinas. It's going to be, again, at 309 West 4th Street in Uptown Charlotte. And right from where our spot is in the parking lot, you can see the Jumbotron from the stadium. It's that close, a stone's throw away to Panther Stadium. And again, it's $25 to get in.
Okay, $25 to get in. The $25 for the Giants fans or any fans, what does that entail? Or what comes with the $25 for the fans that are paying to get into the tailgate? Like, is it what kind of food or is it prizes? What's up?
Well, we got foods, we got drinks, we got games, TVs for those who aren't going to the game, live DJ. So that's what it truly covers.
Okay.
And that parking spot that we have to reserve pretty much.
Yeah, we're going to tear it up. I just want you to know there's a place in New York City called Hollis, Queens, right? And we got three representatives there. Myself, this brother named Bakes, and my sister Doris, and we're going to rip that shit apart. I'm sorry, we're going to have a good time. Okay? Just so you know, Sandra.
Yes.
Just so
you
know.
Well, we're ready for you. It's
thank
good,
you,
it's gonna be
thanks
good
for having
to
us.
See Giants fans. It's going to be good to see Giants fans in Panther and Cowboy country. So I love it when I see my people come out.
And it's a pleasure. When you cut our blood, the paramedics will be shocked to see all this blue come out instead of red.
Oh, that blue. There you go.
Ooh,
there
unreal,
you go.
Unreal. All right. Man, I am so excited. Thank you very much, Sandra, for the invite for everybody. Really.
One more time.
Yes.
Sandra, one more time. Your social media information. Spell it out one more time for all those listening in.
We are NY Giants, Big Blue of the Carolinas. That's our Facebook name, and our Twitter and or IG Instagram name is NYGBBC. And we posted posters and all of that. And if you want to pay your admission fee to the tailgate early, you can do that online with PayPal, and we have information there as well on our flyer.
Right. I'm logged in right now. This is so cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
much
on that.
Very
much. Oh, nice.
Thank you.
That's in a couple of weeks. Yeah, absolutely. That is Sandra from Big Blue of Carolinas. That will be Giants versus the Panther game October, the first weekend in October. So, Sandra, we look forward to linking up out there. Getting ready for that Carolina barbecue, Chris.
There you go. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
I'm not going to say anything else.
Nothing, huh? Okay.
Nah.
But we look forward to having you all.
Thank you very much. And look forward to seeing you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Feel
thank
free
you.
To stay on. If you have any thoughts for the Giants, stay with us, man. If not, you know, got to do what you got to do. Big Blue Roundtable, shout out to Sandra. Chris, let's get into the roll call time because we got to get to the game.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's go to your homie Hollis.
Man.
Your homie Hollis guy.
Uh-oh.
Where is Bakes? I saw him. There you go. Bakes, what's up,
where
man?
Is he? I just saw him, too.
Hollis, boy, in the building.
What?
What's good, what? Professor? Azul, what's going on,
what's
father?
What's good?
What's going on, Bakes?
Talking about,
what up, Bakes?
What are we talking about here? We're talking about Carolina barbecue and Henny. I want my barbecue confused with Henny White. That's what I want. I want a Henny glaze on all my barbecue that weekend of October 7th. You hear me?
All right. Here's
listen, man. Frontline is going to be in Houston this weekend for the matchup against the Texans. NRG Stadium. I'm excited. First road game of the year. First game of the year. We in the building.
We're going to
talk about this game. We're going to chop it up. I'm home. I'm with my frontliners and my stakeholders. Let's go.
That's all right. Hey, let's rock and roll. Let's rock and roll. Oh, man, this is a good night here. Worm, where you at, man? I know you're here. What's up, Worm? Where's the Worm?
Roll call time.
What's going on?
The Worm. Hey, man.
Hey.
Thanks for checking in, brother.
I'm ready to go. I'm already fired up. Gloves are coming off tonight. I got Epic Rant coming for y'all later. I've about had it with this fan base. And
Okay. Hold that thought there.
It's coming.
Okay, it's coming. That's Worm, everybody. All right, Beth.
Hey.
All right, Chef. We'll be right back. Jason, Big Blue, Arizona.
Yo, let the Hip, Henny, and Remy flow. I'm just gonna start a show called the Hip, Henny, and Remy Show. No, everything's good out here. Everything's good. This is gonna be a very interesting show. But I think after the show, we're all gonna need some Hip, Henny, or Remy. I'll tell you that.
Oh no! We gotta hold it off to the weekend of October 7th because I want you standing right there. I want you standing.
We're gonna get a picture.
You know, I got this dream. I got this dream. I want Bakes on my right, Jason on my left. We're going to go in.
Okay. All right. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I digress.
So, I digress. Jacked up.
All right. We will do that. We're going to move on. Hold up a minute. Where's the champ? Where the champ at? A sim.
Yo.
What up, Chief?
Ain't nothing, man. Just here for the roll call.
Oh, man. Glad to see you. Hear you, rather. Hey man, you sound like a little somber, man. You all right? It's not what I expected.
No, I'm good. I'm just trying to move the line along so we can get to the topics, man. That's all.
Okay, so I think you're getting ready to bombard us. Okay, that's cool. No problem. We'll be right back. Okay, Sister Love, this is my sister Doris. Y'all, what's up?
I'm good. I'm waiting for that pass again.
Okay, done. That's all you need to say. Stay right there.
Yeah.
Stay right there. Peace and blessings. Big O, what up? Talk to me. Take the mute button, brother. The mute button.
Damn, I'm still having issues with the mute, bro. After all this time, I swear, man, I thought I had it right. The phone screen shut down on me. Right when I was about to touch the button, the screen turned black. What's up, man? Peace and blessings, man.
Don't be curious. Don't blessings. Be hurting my time for early in the show.
I hear still working, but I try to catch a little bit of it today, man. See if I can catch a little bit of it. I'm working on my yard. So let me go ahead and chime in on y'all topic today, man. It's going to be nice,
right,
man. It's going to be fun. Hey, what's
yes,
up, Steve?
Yes, it is. Azul, where you at? Oh, I think. I don't know where Azul is at.
I'm right here, man. I'm here.
Oh, there you go.
I know you got my little videos I sent you, man. I know we're going to talk about them, man. I hope you got them because I know I sent them to you.
But here's my beef with the videos. Here's my beef with the videos real quick before we got to get to the show. I hope you are going back to the source and telling them the source Hear me out. I hope you're going back to the source and tell them what you think. Because what I can't stand about what fans do is they always worry about what others think. I hope you're a knowledgeable brother. You need to be spitting that fire back at them what you think on what you're seeing. That's my whole gripe when people inbox me all this stuff. I'm like, yo, you got an opinion too. Weigh that shit back on them. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm coming with it.
Yeah, my good thing is if I got an opinion, I got a couple of people that's thinking like me. Of course I got to send you some stuff, man. Oh, get ready, son.
No.
You're missing the point.
Are you going?
I know what you're saying. Trust me, man. Just wait till we get down the line,
right,
son. Trust me, man. I see it. I watch the same games everybody watch. You know I'm going to come with my analysis. But if some things make sense and they kind of coincide with what I'm thinking and what's going on within my head, and it's facts coming down, man. We about to drop some facts here today, man. When we come around, we're going to drop some facts about what's really going on, man. And why now I understand why we look like damn bloopers every time we come out there and play, we just don't look like we're in sync because there's a lot of simple little stuff that could have happened that's killing us right now. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you when it's my turn, though.
All right.
All right, Chris, we've got to get rolling, man.
All right, Diggo. And I want to holler at my man Frank, man. Oh, man, Frank, you're a godsend. Thank you, bro. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, guys?
Hey, man, this is the check-in part, man, making sure you're here and representing your blue love.
Yeah.
So, hey, man.
I like how you laugh with that, Chris. I like how you laugh with it.
Oh, man.
You know what?
You know what? What?
That's what we got to do, bro.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're gonna swing into it right now. Hey, listen, we got some good show coming up, Frank. I'll be right back, man. Everybody that hasn't called in yet, just remember it's 929-477-4171, 929-477-4171. You're on the Big Blue Roundtable. This is the preview show versus Houston Texans on Sunday. Check us out on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google. We are everywhere. All you got to do is write The Big Blue Show, even on YouTube. The Bleed Blue Show. I'm going to say Big Blue Show. The Bleed Blue Show. All right, Steve. Look, man. We had a post-game show the other night. And, well, I'm not going to – I'll leave Azul alone right now, but I'm going to tell everybody. You know, we had a post-game show the other night, and everybody was up in their feelings. Feeling a certain way, feeling a little bit, let's just say, dismayed. I won't say, you know, there was a couple of folks that were realistic, but the truth of the matter is that was the other show. We got to look forward this time. This is what you call a pregame show. It's a preview, and we got to look forward to what's going on this way instead of last time. And so that means when you do that, there's a certain degree of optimism that you got to have. I'm not saying you got to change your mind and not be realistic. What I'm saying to you is that this is the pre-game show, okay? Not the post-game show. This is the pre-game show. So this show, let's see what you expect, okay? That's what I'm talking about. And later on, we're going to have our week three pick'ems, NFL pick'ems. We'll get those probably in another half hour or so. But again, at 929-477-4171, check us out. Bleed Blue Show, Block Talk Radio. Let's rock and roll, and let's, you know. As a matter of fact, before I even roll quickly, man, I gotta hear Biggs take one more time on what he's getting ready to do. Now, Biggs, you get ready to go out there, right?
Yes, sir. Live and direct, H-Town. Here we come.
Yeah, man. So everybody rolling with you, or what's happening? Well, talk to me.
I think Azul might be out there. We're gonna have some other frontliners and stakeholders out of ATL, New Jersey. You know, going to come through, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make it happen, man. We got a couple of events lined up, Friday, mm-hmm. Saturday, and tailgate Sunday in the Purple Lot. Y'all come out there and holler at us, man. We're going to have a good time.
All right. So, listen, man, after the tailgate's over, you going into the game, right? And what
Absolutely.
Do you expect to see your team? What do you expect to see out of your squad, man? That's what I need to know. I want to know what you're anticipating, what your prognosis is.
My prognostication.
I do sound like I'm from
Hollywood. You started without me on that Henny, bro.
I'm on Koufax right now. Put it that way. I know you remember what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I say that. So,
listen, I don't even know. So, to be honest, I don't know. We've had a lot of mixed views on what the issue is. Eli Manning, the offensive line. I believe it's a combination of both. But I believe you could get a better Eli Manning if this offensive line is fixed. And I don't think I'm not thinking it's going to be fixed from week one to week three. I don't know. I mean, we got J.J. Watt, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
Clowney. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's some two mm-hmm. good edge rushers right there. Their defense is decent. So what's the left side and the right side? Because we can't just blame Flowers anymore because Solder and Hernandez looking like a rookie and Solder looking like he had a mask on when he signed his contract because he stole
him. I want to go in on him, but we'll talk about him later. All right.
Bruh.
Gotcha.
But, you know,
Lord have mercy.
If we could get them just to play together and get some help, we might have a chance. There's always a chance, but if they're playing like week one or week two, I don't think there's a chance because Saquon can't run. I mean, you saw how he made everybody miss off the first defender miss, but that's
right.
The dude's already – the defense already in the backfield.
Correct.
And,
correct.
You know, how many catches did Odell have last game? He can't even deliver the ball to this dude that we just paid all his money. That's an issue.
Okay.
He needs some time. If he has time and he's still messing up, then we know, but he needs some time. So I'm looking for offensive line play to be better. I'm looking for it to be better. I don't think it's going to be better, but I'm looking for it to be better. I'm looking to see some cohesion from the offense, some rhythm, and I'm looking for the defense to continue to improve.
Gotcha.
They don't look that bad. They look great, but they don't look that bad.
Right.
They only gave up 20 points last week. So, you know, we're not getting, like, dropping 40 points and stuff like that.
Right.
So
what we did,
I don't know if Eli Apple is coming back for this week. I know he had a groin. I don't know if Olivier Vernon is back with a high ankle sprain because we're not generating any kind of pass rush, even with these quote-unquote exotic packages that Beach is coming up with. I haven't seen anything like that. The coaching got to get better, too, on both sides of the ball.
All right. Fair enough.
So I'm looking to see improvement. I don't know if that's going to equate to a win, but I'm looking to see an improvement. I like the fact that no one's quitting. I don't see no evidence of anybody quitting on their play other than they're just getting beat and then they're getting out-schemed, out-coached. So we need those things to get that's what it has to be.
Got it. That's Biggs, everybody. 929-477-4171. Big Blue Roundtable Preview versus the Dallas. The Houston Texans. You know I said that? I saw a thing earlier today, man, about what the Kansas City Chiefs used to be. It was the Dallas Texans. That's kind of stuck with me. Anyway, moving right along. Worm, you on for 3 minutes, man. Everybody, that's another reminder. The 3 minute timer is on. And Worm, man, do your spiel, man. What do you expect to see tonight, on Sunday with our squad? And Worm, what you got behind you, man? Turn your radio down or whatever.
It's probably my air conditioner. First off, I'm going to go on this little rant, and then I'm going to go into dinner this week.
Okay.
Everybody likes the popular cop-out, the popular, you know, whatever you want to call it, is blame Eli Manning. But when you have a right tackle that's given up 7 quarterback pressures, that's the most on the team, that's a problem, you know. You had several instances where the blitz pickup wasn't by either the fullback or the running back in the backfield. You had other times where the defensive lines were running stunts, and simple basic stunts, this line couldn't pick it up. But that's Eli Manning's fault. You know, you have other times where the lines, they're not winning at the point of attack. They're not driving off the ball. They're not firing off the ball. And to me, that's pathetic because you know what the snap count is. You should be able to fire off the goddamn ball and get to the second level of fucking defense. It's that simple. There's other times where there's a lot of sloppy footwork, a lot of sloppy hand placement. That's taught in high school. You got to dress that shit up. That should have been done in training camp. And you have a lot of times where offensive linemen are coming off the ball, and the same thing with the defensive line. They're coming straight up. If you're not going to get lower leverage, you're not going to be able to move the opposing line off the ball. It's that simple. And if I see one more numbnuts in our fan base post the last time the Giants were 0-2, we won the Super Bowl. No, dipshit. The last time the Giants were 0-2, we won 3-13. 2007, stop living in the goddamn past and look what we have in front of us. We have a team that has went through bad drafts, bad contracts, and this is where we're at. Don't give me that 0-2 bullshit. Now, moving into this week, they got to make some changes. All right, I would put Pulley in at center. I would take Greco, put him in at right guard. And let's take Chad Wheeler and put him at right tackle because he can't do any worse than what we have there now. Flowers is getting beat off the point of attack. We drafted this kid. Try him. See what happens. Can't do any worse. You're going to have to be able to maintain J.J. Watt and Clowney. I say maintain because I know you're not going to be able to shut them down 100%. I'm going to be realistic. but you got to be able to get some kind of a push. You got to get some type of a chip with their tight end. If you got to go double tight, go double tight. You know, we signed another fullback who should be better than Shane Smith.
Quickly, Worm, go ahead.
And as far as the defense goes, does Landon Collins still play for the Giants? I haven't seen a dude do anything in 2 weeks. You know,
okay. Well,
maybe you know a couple plays up in the box, but other than that, not much. And,
okay.
And
well,
for Janoris to get beat on a go route, that's pathetic.
But okay,
know,
look, Worm, I want you to focus on. Okay, we're gonna do that when you come back around, man. But I want you to focus on what we're going to do, as opposed to what happened. Because what happened is in the archives for all the world to see, man. It wasn't pretty. I acknowledge that again. But well, I'm coming back, man. And also, I want one of those waffle things again when I see you. 929-477-4171. Jason, Big Blue, Arizona. Talk to me, man.
Well, I don't know what to expect for Sunday. I mean, if something positive comes out about it, that's great. But I hope something comes good about it. I hope our offensive line can show that they're a formidable offensive line that we put together, considering that 60% of the offensive line will not be with us next year. That would be three positions. Whoever the center is, well, Maymay's not going to be around. Flowers is not going to be around. So let's just see what we can do. We're going to obviously have probably minimal cohesiveness going forward. There will be a lot of putting players in, taking players out. But whatever happens, happens. We got Jadeveon Clowney. We got J.J. Watt. They have to step it up for however many games or how much longer they're with the New York Football Giants, that offensive line. So we could be back to square one next year with the offensive line, because I guarantee we're going to have 60%, that's three players, that are going to be new on that offensive line.
Gotcha.
But, you know, on a positive note, very positive. Man, a week from this weekend, I will be in New York, and I cannot wait. The game is secondary. I'm going to hang out with the SOGs at J18. The following week, I'm going to be down to Carolina. I get to see Azul, Bakes,
Eric,
you, Charles, Tony.
Uh-oh.
It's just going to be good, man.
No, man,
it's going to be
wanna,
a hit.
I don't
want to
see you.
Party.
You're probably going to get me drunk every time, so I don't want to see you, actually. No.
I'll be drunk the whole time. I kind of made a funny joke to Bakes that I want to get crazy enough that I'm either in Fulton County or Gwinnett County spend the night there, but
all right.
I don't know about Mecklenburg.
All right, listen,
County,
Jason,
but no,
Jason,
be fun.
You're going off topic, man. You're going off topic. Listen, you got another 20 seconds. Talk to me. Say something else about the game.
I think you can maintain and do something and be formidable. That's it.
Okay, cool. Got it. That's Jason, Big Blue, Arizona. Assume you up. What's happening, champ?
What's going on, man?
3 minutes going on. What's happening?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm going to be real brief. Yes, the offensive line has not been good, but listen, man, Eli Manning is a big part of the problem. He may not be the only problem, but he's a big part of the problem, man. It seems like he hasn't been the same since he got that beaten at the hands of the Vikings on Monday night. He's real skittish in the pocket. There's a lot of times he got hit in this past game. It's true, he was sacked six times, but it was other times in that game against Jacksonville and in the game against the Cowboys on Sunday. He had opportunities to push the ball down the field, and he's just not seeing it, or his reflexes are too slow and he can't pull the trigger on the pass. But I don't know. I'm going to hope for the best this week, but what I've seen, good right now, and I think this is going to be his last year on this team. You know, I know he got starch defenders. People defend him, and to a degree, I was one of those guys. But I mean, you got to call a spade with what's going on, man. And he's missing a lot of throws. And when you look back at the last few years, he's had three different offensive systems. He's had three different play callers. You had two different GMs. All the players have changed around you. You're pretty much the only constant, man. You're the only constant. The only constant the last couple of years has been him and Odell Beckham. And everybody knows Odell Beckham been producing every year he's been on the field, except for last year when another high Eli Manning pass got him taken out for the season. So, I mean, it is what it is. We're going to call a spade, man. He's not, like I've been telling people, he's not the only problem, but he's a major part of the problem. And a lot of people just don't want to accept it. I'm hopeful for the game on Sunday, but I think they're going to have to push the ball down the field and make some plays to kind of slow that pass rush down. They're going to have to run the ball to slow that pass rush down. And the defense, they got to get after the quarterback. You're going up against a team that has a rookie right tackle and a left tackle that only played three games, the first two this year and the last game last year. You should be able to get in there and at least get the quarterback off of his spot and try to make him uncomfortable. If they can't do it this week, this is pretty much the season right here. If they don't win the game on Sunday, the season's over because we can't move the ball and we can't score. And New Orleans is coming into the stadium the week after. And if nothing else, them boys could put up points. So this is essentially the season Sunday. So hopefully they make some corrections and they can come out on the winning end. I'm not holding my breath on it.
Got it. Got it. Well, let me appreciate it, champ. Moving right along. Doris.
Yes.
Quick, babe, what you got? What you want to say?
Well, I agree with who was that, the first guy? Sam, I think he was speaking. Like three or four people before him. I'm with him. I'm giving him to game five. If I don't see something different by game five, because I'm saying we almost got like a whole new organization going on right now, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
So I'm going to give them to game five, and I want to see something different.
Okay.
After that, I'm calling the front office. Enough.
All right,
enough.
I'll be right with you. So will everybody else on this call. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it's time to call the front office.
There it is, 929-477-4171. It's my sister Doris. Big O, you are up, man. Give it to me. The mute button, bro.
Okay,
mute button.
Yo, yo.
3 minutes, man.
It's loud back here, man. So I just, yo, man. Hey. Yeah, say, yo, Steve, man, I feel what you were saying, man. I was just showing you that because there was some things I was seeing and I was watching, and the film proved me some stuff. Sim already hit it. He's not hitting on, so you know, certain things he's not hitting on is because no confidence in the offensive line. He's not looking down film when he's supposed to. Even if you know you're about to get blitzed, you're supposed to be the next coach after the coach is on the sideline, it's your quarterback, coach on the field on offense. So there's certain things he's supposed to know how to bail out, what areas in the zone that'll be open, what's what. And he's not hitting on that. Why? I'll tell you why. The Giants just really had their preseason games the first two games, buddy. I'm going to tell you. Those was the real first two preseason games. The first string really had. Man, those boys ain't gelled together in preseason, man. They barely even played games. Eli didn't even play the second game. This team is not gelled together. They're not running. They're not in sync with each other, man. This is a whole new offense again in what, 3 years? You know, so everybody has to learn new positions, new schemes, all kinds of stuff. Basic little blocking schemes they couldn't get. Why? Because they wasn't out there enough together, man. They're now having their preseason game right now. Their first two games were them preseason games, and we got whooped. Another thing, man, why is Eli always hiking the ball with 2 or 3, 1 second left on the clock? That is easy for defense to tee off, man. Why are we not at the line in 18, 15 seconds so teams don't know when to come off the ball on us and tee off? That's coaching. That's coaching all the way around. We're having preseason right now. And you ask me, we're baked chicken this weekend, man. I promise you. We're baked chicken. If we're hiking the ball with 1 second left on the clock, if the offense can't pick up simple blocks, even your running back, Saquon was missing blocks too. He's a rookie. I can understand that new scheme. He's going to make those mistakes.
What do you think about this game coming up, Big O?
Yeah, that's what I just told you. Baked chicken, man. I'm thinking about this game. If we have these issues right here,
Play chicken, man. Come on, man. Eli is part of the problem. Offensive line, we already know they're dumpster fire, you know, right now. Flowers played a little better, but, you know, we know he's a dumpster fire. We know the offensive line has more issues now with our center being out. So let's not lie to ourselves. Clowney's coming back. He's kind of healthy. You got to deal with J.J. Watt. You know they got a defense that's hungry. They 0-2. And another thing, let's not forget, the Giants are not great with mobile quarterbacks. We can talk about all this scheming, Beecher's coming with all this blitz packages. It's a new scheme, too. Defense hasn't gelled together either. Defense hasn't fully gelled. When you got Martin biting on crashing down on read options, and you got Watson with both feet, that's not a lot of we're baked chicken.
Okay, fair enough. 929-477-4171. That's Big O, everybody. Frank's up. Frank, bro, what's your prognosis, Professor?
I mean, me, I'm listening to everybody. It sounds like, you know, it's all the same thing. The whole idea is this team is not gelled together. Big O's correct. You know, and that's what we need to get. It's to gel. There's a whole new organization from the GM all the way down to the second round pick, from getting people from other teams, players, whatever you want to say. It's going to take a few years to gel together. So we can't get upset at anything really right now, as long as they're trying to give the best effort that they can and they're making the best decisions. I think that's the only thing we really can – if they're not making the best decisions, then we can get really upset. But the way that they're playing is just the way they're going to play. They need to gel. They need to get the right personnel. They still have a few more years to get that personnel. They're learning each other. That's all I can say. I mean, there's really not much to say. You got the defense. You know, Ogletree's trying to handle the defense. He's coming in brand new. You got a center going down, putting somebody else in, moving them around. I mean, we don't have quality. We've got a lot of quantity, but not a lot of quality. So, I mean, it's going to be a rough year. So we just got to keep going and getting the right things together, and eventually it'll gel all together. That's all I got. Against Houston, you know, that if J.J. Watt is on his game and that defense is on his game, I think that Sean Watson is going to have a field day, to be honest. But, you know, we just got to give him time. Let him gel.
Okay. Thanks, Frank. Well, Bates, you know, like, you've heard everyone. I'm just, you know, call me a cockeyed optimist, bro, if you want to. But I don't see – I mean, we've lost two in a row. That's true. But we're facing another 0-2 team. Realistically, they lost eight in a row. They lost eight in a row. That's the longest streak in the NFL, you know. And they keep losing one-score games, too. Yeah, we ain't sharper. You know, we lost about, I don't know. Don't get me the line here. I think about 15 out of our last 18 of – And then we didn't score 30 yet, and we haven't had a 1,000-yard back since, I think, Bradshaw. That must have been about 9 years ago, 6 years ago, I don't know. But I don't really see where, I mean, when you look at this, you know, both of our offenses are struggling. You know, I mean, Texans only scored 37 points so far, man, you know, and we've only scored 28. I don't know, man. I mean, Deshaun Watson, you know, everybody talking about Eli been dropped eight. Deshaun Watson has been dropped seven. You know, however, the Texans lead the NFL in rushing through two games. We rank 29th in rushing. That's a little bit crazy to me. So I don't know what to think right now, man. All I know is that this is as good a chance as ever. Last week was a great one, and even the week before was, from that perspective, man, even defensively. What you looking at, man?
Listen, you said they've lost eight in a row. Well, they're about to break that streak and get their first win this week, man. If we can't move the ball, we can't win. And the defense is not strong enough to hold another team scoreless or hold them to low score and the offense, waiting for the offense to turn it around. Everyone's right. This is a new team. The nucleus is the same, but it's a new team. Front office, everything that we asked for, we got. Remember, we asked for a change. We asked to get rid of Reese. We wanted to get rid of McAdoo. We got rid of that. That means also meant a new offense for Eli to learn, also a new offense for the other players to learn. And another, I know, talking to a fellow frontliner, and they were saying, watching the game, a lot of times on the bench you saw Eli directing the players. Some of the players still don't know the plays and where to set up and where to be. That plays a role too. I mean, it's all around where the offense is not in sync, and I don't understand why we don't figure these things out during the preseason. I thought that was the point of the preseason, to figure these things out, you know, and camp to figure these things out. But I guess not. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a front office guy. I'm not a coach. But, you know, those things take time, and it's going to take 4, 5, 6 weeks to figure it out. We got talent, but we can't drive the ball down the field.
There's some kind of disconnect.
That's a major issue. We can't get a first down.
I don't even know what to say about that. But listen, let's get ready to roll this.
Where are these fans? Are we going to go 11-5? We can't even
get a
first down.
Oh, I don't know, but that's delirious. That's, you know, again, you know, that's delirium right there. This is, again, part of being a brand new team is being able to gel together. You know, we got brand
Correct.
New freaking front office as well. And I don't know what to say, man. I just think that, you know, this is as good a time as any right now. Anyway, homie, 929-477-4171. That's right. 929-477-4171. Billy Bob, you got 3 minutes, homie.
All right. How you doing anyway? But you want me to get out, man? Like basically, man, I don't even want to ride the train, but it is what it is. 15 years, and he doesn't even show control of the offense, of any offense, for the last 3 years. To me, take too long at the line, get delayed, confused, and even when he said Eli had to direct guys where to go, he doesn't even look confident when he does that. So how you think the players supposed to feel when your quarterback can't even get you in right place, poor adjustments at line, just that he's not mobile enough. He doesn't give the linemen enough time. It doesn't give receivers enough time, that extra time that we need. That's gone.
So what you see happening this weekend? What you see happening this weekend, man?
That's what I see. If you want to talk numbers, I mean, we're 20th in defense. I mean, matter of fact, am I correct? Yeah, if you're talking about defense, man, we're playing good defense, man. You can't ask for that. We're like 10th in defense. That's like good.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
But if your offense is not doing nothing, your defense is going to hurt. That's why it looks bad when you look at our rushing, when you're looking at we're 29th in rushing with defense. Why? Because teams have the lead. When we have the lead, it's automatically football. You run the ball. That's not hard to comprehend. I got the lead. Let me run the ball. That defense eventually is going to get tired. Their offense are not doing nothing. They're only averaging 14 points a game. We're talking about numbers, 14 points. And when people ask me, I'm like, listen, my quarterback is worth 7 points every game. That's how I feel. My quarterback is worth 7 points. Now, we're not even counting Odell Beckham. He's worth 7 points. Just talent itself, that's worth 7 points. That's 14. But we're not even getting the 7 from Eli. We're getting like 3 points. At the most, 6. And we're complaining about the defense.
Okay,
I see the same thing. I called it out last week. Other than the field goal they made, I said it would be 17-10. But same thing. Same here. They're gonna take over our offense, and I just see Deshaun Watson making making plays like what Brett Water did, same thing with Dak Prescott did. He could do the same thing too, just the extra little plays he's gonna make to win them games.
All right, Billy Bob. No problem, bro. I'm gonna bring up G6 flying high from the Carolinas.
Chris.
What's up, G?
Chris, you know, I got to come in swinging. You know, I got to come off chopping some heads off, man. It's going to be one of them nights, man.
Come on and do it. Hey,
man.
Go ahead and do it.
Listen, everybody. God damn, listen. We got a top 10 defense. So even though the defense is pieces to this defense that's not going to be on this team this year, it's a new system. It's a new GM. There's going to be pieces that's not there yet. It's going to take years. We're still a top 10 defense right now. It's only one player that's the common denominator. It's two. That's the common denominator over the last 5 years. It's Beckham and it's Eli. Eli bum juice right now. He had plays. He had at least 10 plays last week that had a clean pocket where guys was running through the zone wide open and he dumped down to Barkley. It's no way in hell Barkley should have 14 pass catches like that, man. They were all dump downs. I sat down and watched the film. For the last 3 days, I sat down and watched it and broke it down because I wanted to blame the O-line. Eli's making the O-line look worse than what it is. Let's keep it real. Eli is making this O-line look worse than what it is. At the end of the day, this guy is not pulling the trigger, Chris. It's like a boxer when you say a boxer don't let his hands go in a fight. It's the same thing with Eli. He's holding on to the ball. He's skittish, and he's not hitting these zones and these plays in a timely manner. And he's dumping down. He's not even looking down the field on plays where the pocket's clean. He's not even looking. He's looking for the check down right away. It's only one. I'll tell you again. I'm going to say it again. It's only one common denominator over the last 5 years with this team. It's Eli. The dude, hey, I love Eli. I appreciate the two Super Bowls. You're going to be a Hall of Famer. But I can't even talk about this game this week, Chris, because I already know what Eli's going to do. I've been saying this for 3 years on him, man. Look, Eli's not going to take enough shots. Even midway down the field, he's looking for the check down and the slant. That's all he's throwing right now. That's all he's throwing. Chris, this dude, it was the play where he got lit up by Jalen Smith. I think that's his name for the Cowboys, the linebacker. Mm-hmm. That play, when we was in the red zone or we was close by the red zone, he had Ingram open in the corner. Then when he came out the pocket, he had Barkley open in the corner of the end zone. Why are you not making these throws? Let your hands go. Why are you not pulling the trigger? What are you scared of? Dude, this team is not – look, at the end of the day – David Gettleman and Mara are saving face because you got crybabies in the fan base that just got to have Eli. He won two Super Bowls. And that last year, the revolt by the fan base is the reason why Eli is still on this team right now. And he has to save face. And it's a business. I get it. But at the end of the day, dude, Eli's your problem. Eli's your problem, okay, man. That's it.
All right. Well, let me do this. Let's do the pick'ems now. And then you can say you can further that thought on your last on your final thought, right, real quick, man. All right. Let's do it that way. When we come back around to you, Six, I want you to tell everybody where they can find you. All right. We're going to go into pick'ems right now. This is how this is going to work. We're going to go, in order like we've done before.
Who are Dr. Ndor?
And also, hold on a second. Yeah, thank you. All right, here's what the deal is. New York Jets at Cleveland. Cincinnati at Carolina. New Orleans at Atlanta. And the New York Giants at Houston. That's the way we're going to work this, okay? Now, I know y'all are ready, so let's rock and roll and see what we can come up with, man. So from jump, man, this is just too much for me right now, man. Y'all just paint a crazy picture for me, man, a lot. Anyway, Bakes, man, where you at, Chief?
Right here, homie.
All right, man. This is what's happening, man. First one is New York Jets to Cleveland.
Give me Cleveland for their first win.
Me too. Okay, Cincinnati at Carolina. That's going to be a good game.
Cincinnati.
Yep. New Orleans at Atlanta. That's a battle.
Oh. Going to march in.
All right, and finally, the game you're going to be at, Giants at Houston.
21-3, Texans.
All right, good enough, fair enough. Thank you, Chief. Let's see, Worm. Hey, Worm, give me your pick,
hey,
man, and give me your final thought while you at it. So let's do it like this. The Jets
right.
at Cleveland. Jets at Cleveland.
I like Cleveland.
I do too. Cincinnati at Carolina.
I like Cincinnati.
New Orleans at Atlanta.
I like Atlanta.
And the G-Men at Houston.
I'm going to go with Houston.
Okay. Final thought, bro.
Final thoughts, I think they got to make try a little different options, work around that offensive line a little bit. It's really not the defense at all. It's more they got to be able to have time of possession. They got to be able to move the chains, and they have to stop being in third and long situations. If they can be in a man, you know, a third medium, third and five, okay, fine, but the third and long, it's killing them. There's very few
right.
plays that you can call them third and long.
Got it.
That's just it.
All right, Worm. Thanks, Chief. I'll talk to you soon.
Got it.
That's Worm, everybody. Jason, Big Blue, Arizona. Where are you, man?
Let's go with the pick.
Let's do it. New York Jets at Cleveland.
Cleveland's going to get their first win.
Cincinnati at Carolina.
Carolina.
New Orleans at Atlanta.
Oh, that's going to be a killer. I'm going to go Drew Brees.
Okay. Wow, okay. And New York Giants at Houston.
I took the Giants last week. I'm not taking them this week.
Got it. Any final thoughts, sir?
Thank you. I just hope that we have a good game. I mean, yeah, whatever happens, happens. I just hope for a good, exciting game. We at each position, we can do what we have to do, be professionals, and execute.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about it on the postgame.
Postgame. Got it. And I'll be there in the postgame in all my regalia, listening to you guys either cheer or fear. I don't know what you're going to do. But the postgame will be right after the game itself. All right. Asim, champ. The New York Jets at Cleveland.
Give me the JV, man. The JV is going to win tonight.
Got it. Cincinnati at Carolina.
Cincinnati.
New Orleans at Atlanta.
New Orleans.
And the Giants at Houston.
Texans 27-10.
Wow. Final thought?
Final thoughts is, if you're a Giants fan, Saturday at 12 o'clock, Missouri against Georgia. Count that quarterback, Drew Lock from Missouri. And 8 o'clock Saturday night, if you don't have anything to do, Justin Herbert, the quarterback from Oregon, plays Stanford. Scout them two dudes, because the way the season is going, we're probably going to have a chance to pick one of them two next draft.
All right. That's the sim, everybody. It's the champ. Thanks, homie. Peace and blessings to you. Doris, let's have your pick today.
All right.
Jets to Cleveland tonight, right now.
Cleveland.
Okay, Cincinnati or Carolina?
Cincinnati.
New Orleans at Atlanta?
New Orleans.
And us against the Houston on Sunday.
Okay, well, I'm going to always take my Giants. I've got the
back. All right, say something nice real quick.
I'm just waiting on game five. I'm waiting to see what happens by game five. See a difference.
Baby. All right, baby. Talk to you later, okay? Big O.
Yo.
Jets at Cleveland.
I'm gonna go with Cleveland. I think Cleveland get their first game today.
Cincinnati or Carolina?
Cincinnati.
New Orleans at Atlanta.
I'm gonna pick Atlanta.
And the Giants at Houston. Give me a score too while you're at it.
24-13 Houston.
Got it. Any final thoughts, homie?
Hey, final thoughts, man. Hey, it is what it is, man. That's the reason why I picked that score. We're going to be snapping balls with 1 second left on the clock and expect teams not to tee off on us and not to get good pushes. We lying to ourselves, man. We only going to go as far as our quarterback play and our offensive line play. Not looking good right now because we haven't gelled together. So since we're not gelled together and it's a new regime that's in, and we're kind of like watching the ending of the Eli saga. So it is what it is, man.
Okay.
Right now I'm just waiting to see when this team can get back on track. Until then, man, Lee Blue.
That's Big O, everybody. Frank, real quick, I need your pick, man. Jets to Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Cincinnati at Carolina.
I like Carolina.
New Orleans at Atlanta.
I like Atlanta.
Us at Houston.
34-17, Texans.
Wow. Any final thought?
First round draft pick. We're going to have the first one. We'll be in the top five.
All right. By the way, on a personal note, thank you, bro. Appreciate you, man, a whole lot.
No problem.
Thanks a lot. You got it.
Yep.
All right. Billy Bob. Jets at Cleveland.
Jets.
Cincinnati at at Carolina.
Carolina.
New Orleans at Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And us at Houston.
I got Texas 13-10.
Okay, give me 30 seconds on what you think, man. Your final thought.
We will do better with Kyle. Letter. I mean, whatever y'all want to call him, I think he's perfect. But, I need everybody to start making excuses for Eli with his new offense. I watched Case Keenum. He's very good with that offense. With average players, and they even lost the running back. So please don't give Eli this excuse.
You got it.
Hey, but,
that's Billy Bob.
When I choose, last but not least, when I was hitting on that Eli stuff, y'all almost buried me for that there, man.
Ain't nobody was doubting you. We just wanted you to be positive.
I was positive.
I guess
you
was positive that you got it. You think that Eli's gone. So I get it.
No, because I was all I said. All I really want to tell y'all, Tom Coughlin did a good job of covering Eli's weaknesses. That's all I wanted to tell y'all back then.
Nah, we believe you. That's why you bleed blue. We got you. All right,
good.
I gotta go, man. Cause I gotta get these in, man. All right, talk to you soon. G6, real quick, Jets at Cleveland.
Brown, I'll get to you quick. Brown, Carolina, Atlanta, and Texas.
Okay, final thought, 20 seconds.
Hey, man, Fly High Sports Radio, Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Call my show is 657-383-0428. Appreciate you, Chris, man.
Done. Appreciate you, man.
Boom.
All right, I'm going to, for Frank, Doris, Big O, Jason, Asim, G6 himself, Billy Bob. Hey, look here. Bakes, take us out, Bakes and Steve Azul. Y'all take us out, bro. Do the thing.
Listen, man, Houston, we coming to town. Frontliners, come rock with us. We're going to have a great time. Regardless of the score, whatever happens, we'll be here for the post game to chop it up. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Steve Azul.
Yeah, you act like you couldn't get my picks.
Damn. I want you to get your. That's what I'm saying. I just want to start this time for you.
Like I don't exist. Damn, I can't pick.
I don't
can't
like
pick
you.
Okay.
Come on now. Hurry up.
Right.
Hurry up. Let's do your thing.
Right.
That's the Cleveland.
Right. Cleveland, Carolina, New Orleans, Houston. And final thoughts. Deshaun Watson is really going to test us. I saw the Texans game last week. He had a terrible ending to that game. I think he's going to come out with a vengeance. And we got a lot of issues with our cornerbacks. Eli Apple is limited in practice. We don't know if he's going to practice up to this point. You got to deal with Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins. Our secondary is really going to get tested this week. And then, of course, our offensive line. I really don't like that at all versus the 3-4 defense of the Houston Texans, man. So I'll say Houston's probably going to win by like 27-21 or 27-17, something like that. And that's it, man. We'll be back for the post-game roundtable with you, Chris.
We will see you on Sunday, everybody. Hey, Bleed Blue.
Share the show. Share the show, goddamn it.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Share your own damn opinions, goddamn it. Right. Sangre Azul. Okay. Share the goddamn fucking show,
Sangre
man.
Sangre
Azul.
Can you dig it?
Yes,
can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.